Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. All right, welcome to my first solo cast. That's a portmanteau for solo and podcast. Solo cast. I really don't like using portmanteaus, but whatever. It sounds great, solo cast. Anyway, as the title suggests, this is going to be about my journey as a first-time dad. All right, the original plan for this podcast is I'm going to pre-record episode 1, and then I'm going to wait for my child to come out. I say child because I don't know. Back then, I didn't know if it was going to be a guy or a girl. As soon as the child comes out, I'm going to release the pre-recorded episode. So episode 1 is supposed to drop on the child's birthday, but the child came out early, so I wasn't able to record any episode. So here I am recording this right now, and I have a boy right now, a baby boy. His name is Robin Phoenix. He's named after the football player Robin and the minor constellation Phoenix. Not really the mythical creature, although the constellation was named after the mythical creature. The boy was not named after the mythical creature, but after the constellation. So it's like a third generation naming after, if you get what I mean. Anyway, yeah, so I'm 40-something. I'll be 41 probably when this comes out. I'm also a December baby. I married a single mother. Now she has a 16-year-old son who's my stepson, but I wasn't there during my stepson's infant years, his days as a newborn, as a toddler. I wasn't really there for him. So this will be technically my real first foray into the wonderful world of fatherhood. All right, so this podcast will be about parenting, basically. It's a parenting podcast from someone who's experiencing all this for the very first time. Okay, so first off, I'd like to discuss what every soon-to-be father will be needing. It's very important. It's the thing that you bring to the hospital. I'm talking about the baby bag. Well, originally, it's supposed to be called a hospital bag, but one of my friends suggested that it should be called a baby bag because hospital bag sounds a bit morbid. You know, it's like a bag you bring to the hospital when your grandfather is dying or something. And baby bag is an alliteration, you know. It both starts with the letter B, so it sounds better. Baby bag. There's a certain bounce to it, you know. Baby bag. Anyway, the bag is the thing that you're supposed to bring to the hospital when giving birth. It has all the essentials there, everything you're going to be needing. And so I'm just going to share the baby bag contents. So if you're a soon-to-be father, you should be listing this down. This is taken from an article from Smart Parenting. Okay, I'll be sharing the link in the description, but I'll be discussing it also. So if you're driving or doing something and you're listening to this, you can just take note of what I'm going to say. All right? So a baby bag, or the bag that you take with you to the hospital, would be composed of three separate bags that you can pack into one big bag, or you can pack all three all together, depending on your bag. So the first one would be yours, the dad's. So that's two sets of clothes for the dad, because you're predicting you're going to be staying maybe 2 days, 3 days. 3 days is tops. And anyway, if you stay longer than 3 days, you can ask your in-laws or your parents to drop by the hospital and, you know, meet them in the parking lot or something, and take extra clothes, because every patient in hospitals now, in the time of COVID, are only allowed one companion. So if a mother is going to give birth, usually the companion would be the father. So no other companions, visitors are allowed in the hospital. So it's going to be you, the daddy, who's going to be there for the mother as she gives birth. So you need two sets of clothes for you. You're also going to need a charger and a power cord. I mean, the cord that comes with the phone, you know, if it's an iPhone, an Apple cord, if it's an Android, the USB-C type, or the older version of the USB charger. And then also a power bank, preferably the heavy-duty ones that can store a lot of power. And then you're also going to be needing your PhilHealth documents. Well, not yours, but your wife's. Or yours if your wife is a dependent. If she's listed as a dependent under your account, you're going to be needing your PhilHealth documents as well. And along with the other important documents such as SSS for private employees and, you know, HMO reimbursement forms and other stuff that you need if you're working, you know, if you're an office worker, you know, the company will have some forms that you need to fill out so you can get reimbursements. And then you're also going to need a copy of your marriage certificate. Now, this is not to belittle couples who are not legally married, you know, civil or church or otherwise. But, you know, sometimes they ask, how are you related to the mother? It's just safe to have a marriage certificate, you know, so you don't need to say anything. But if you're not married, it's fine as well. You don't need that. You also need your ATM as well as some cash because some fees can't be paid by debit or credit card. You know, physician fees are paid in cash, usually. Well, at least in our case, it was that way. And then you're also going to need IDs, so valid IDs, government IDs, you know what I'm talking about, driver's license, passport, whatever government identification you have. And then you're also going to need an admission order from your wife's OB-GYN. So an admission order is like a piece of paper that says this woman is due to give birth on so-and-so date, so we're going to be admitting her on this date so we can have time to monitor her and stuff like that. So it's basically just an order. If you're not giving birth yet, you have to have the order that will tell the hospital you're allowed to be admitted on this certain day. But in our case, that didn't apply because she broke her water early. I'll tell you more about that in the next episode. So that's the daddy bag. And then after that, we go to the mommy bag. The mommy bag, you all need two sets of clothes for the mother. Leggings and pajamas should be included because in Filipino culture, the new mom, after giving birth, you know, you don't let her get cold. So you wrap her up in leggings or pajamas or thick socks, especially in hospitals where the air conditioning is really cold. All right, and you're also gonna need four menstrual pants. Menstrual pants are just like diapers. No, they look like diapers for adults, but they're for women. They're basically menstrual pads that are extra big because there's gonna be a lot of bleeding after giving birth. There's a wound, so it needs to be really covered and needs to be protected. So that's why you need menstrual pants. Well, some of the popular brands of menstrual pants are Charmy and Kotex. This episode is not in any way sponsored by those brands, but if they want to sponsor me, you can contact me here. I don't know how you can contact me. Anyway, this is just episode one. All right. Also in the mommy bag is an abdominal binder. It's like a tight belt that you wrap around your tummy to. It's like a mini corset. It acts like a corset, but it looks like a belt. A belt that uses Velcro. You just wrap it around you and squeeze it tight. The mommy bag will also include a nursing bra. It's like a regular bra, but it's meant for breastfeeding. You know, you can unlatch an area and then you can have the nipple come out. So the baby can just suck on the nipple. You don't have to expose the entire breast. It's something that caters to society's view of breastfeeding moms. Like, they view exposed breasts as something that should be avoided, which I think is bullshit, but that's society for you. Anyway, aside from the nursing bra, you're also going to need underwear for the mother. So there's a disposable underwear. You might want to try that. And then also include a Betadine wash. And of course, her toiletries. Shampoo, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, the usual. And also, I don't know why this is included, but makeup. I don't know. Basic makeup, I guess. Eyebrows, eyeliner. I don't know. But I guess when they want to take a selfie and they want to look good, oh, let me put on some eyebrows and stuff. Oh, okay. All right, so just include real, real basic makeup, you know, just to make them happy. You know, ladies like that. Kind of pose with their newborn so they have to look good. Stuff like that. Okay, so finally we go to the baby bag. So there's a daddy bag, the mommy bag, and the baby bag. The baby bag should contain 3 sets of clothes for the baby. So the idea would be tie sides, long sleeves, and pajamas, mittens, booties, and a cap, a beanie, or something for the head. Tie sides are the ones that look like karate gi, or you know what Luke Skywalker wears, Obi-Wan. It looks like some sort of robe that you wrap around, you know, that's, and you tie it on the side. And that's called a tie side. The long-sleeved one, if you're going to be staying in the hospital because air conditioning will be up during that time. Pajamas as well, because you need to cover the baby's legs, and the booties, of course, for the feet. And you can also bring socks for the babies, you know, newborn socks, really tiny, small socks. And that would be used for covering the feet. And, you know, mittens cover the hands, and the cap or the beanie, but the one that looks like a little beanie, you know, for the head. And then 3 swaddling blankets, one that can be used as a towel. All right, so here's the thing I'd like to share. When I hear the word swaddling, I always associate it with Jesus Christ, you know, like he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. I always thought that swaddling was an adjective describing the clothes, like these clothes are for swaddling. These clothes are swaddling clothes, or these clothes are rough or homemade or for poor people. I didn't know what swaddling meant. I just used context clues. I thought it was something that you wrap babies born in a manger in, you know, swaddling. But apparently that's not what swaddling means. Swaddling is not actually an adjective. Swaddle is a verb. You know, it means to wrap someone in garments or cloth. And it's not just wrap, as in wrap, you know, just cover it with a blanket. No, swaddling involves a type of a fold. I think you need to fold the baby real tight, like a burrito, you know, like a human burrito. And just imagine the babies like tobacco and stuff like that. So kind of like rolling a cigarette, you know, just make sure that the cloth is real tight. Anyway, yeah, swaddling means to cover tightly in a burrito-like fashion. That's not what it says in the dictionary, but I'm just adding to it, you know. To cover something or someone in cloth tightly in a burrito-like fashion. So that's what swaddling means. And they said they wrapped Jesus in swaddling clothes. That's what they meant. It's not an adjective. So back to our list. So it's 3 swaddling blankets. And you also need 2 muslins. In Filipino, it's called lampin, you know. But again, me knowing nothing about pregnancy and stuff, when I hear lampin, I always think it's the Filipino word for diaper, you know, but you have disposable diapers right now. I call them lampin, but actually, you know, lampin has to be cloth. So the more proper term would be muslin. You need 2 of those, muslin cloth, and then you also need lactacid baby wash, but the hospital provided Cetaphil. So it could be lactacid or Cetaphil. It really depends. If the hospital doesn't provide for you, just bring lactacid baby wash. And of course, face masks and face shields. These are standard operating procedures everywhere. And then, you could bring 3 bags separately, or you could pack them into one big bag, like a gym bag. In our case, we used luggage, you know, like the type you use when traveling to other countries. It has its advantages, especially you being able to roll it around. You know, it's easy to carry. You don't need to carry, you just need to drag it, roll it, pull it behind you, you know, like you're in an airport but you're in a hospital. All right, so that's episode 1 of First Time Dad. Before we end, I'd just like to share my thoughts on the baby bag. Right, the first things they asked me when my son was born, so a nurse came out and then she said, "Do you have baby's clothes?" And I said, all right, I got clothes here, so let me just open up this piece of luggage here. So I opened up the bag, and then I had to search for baby's clothes. I didn't pack the baby bag, see, so I didn't know where things were. So I got the baby clothes, and I gave it to the nurse, and then it just crossed my mind, you know, that's a chance that government could have taken to introduce a bill, which would eventually become a law, that would provide every newborn free clothes, you know? You don't need to bother the dad for, oh, look, you know, your son just came out, we got him here, we need clothes from you. All right, why can't you provide the clothes, you know? How much did I pay for this hospital thing? And you're not going to provide clothes. I mean, it's a really small body you're going to be covering. How much cloth is that going to take? I mean, how cheap is that? Instead of offering, you know, free pillows for your hospital stay, or, you know, free thermometers and stuff, why don't you give us free baby clothes, you know? Just enough to cover him from the air conditioning, you know? And also, if the government provides free baby clothes to every child, that would work not just on the obvious level of protecting your child from the cold air conditioning of the hospital. It could also work on a symbolic level. Like, as long as you're born a Filipino citizen, the state shall clothe you. You know, well, ideally, the state should be able to clothe you, feed you, and put a roof over your head. But since it can't provide two out of three, you know, at least provide one, clothe them. You know, you don't need to clothe them again when they die, just once. And there's a symbolic meaning to it, like, the state shall clothe you, put some clothes on your back, you know, the state will provide that. It's a missed opportunity, you know, government, if you're listening, lawmakers, if you're listening, free baby clothes is the way to go. All right, so there's a lot of things I'd like to talk about, because the journey of fatherhood is exciting, it's long, it's arduous. And it's unknown, for me at least. These things will unfold before my eyes. I can read about them, but I really have no idea until I get there. You know, if there was a podcast about this when I was starting, and I would have listened to that, but, well, maybe there is, but I didn't search for it. You know, if I could travel back in time, you know, give myself this recording. Hey, this is a podcast you're going to be doing. You know, first time dad and all that. Alright, but yeah, so I'm going to continue telling you about my fatherhood journey in the next episodes. So thank you for tuning in to First Time Dad. Again, I'm GP, a first time dad, and we'll see you on the next episode. Alright, so thank you for listening to my first episode of the podcast, First Time Dad. So until the next episode, I'll see you then. Have a great day.